Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
And I am Zach Murillo.
On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about a contest coming up for you later in the show, so don't miss out on that. It's going to be one heck of an epic show. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about some Justin Bieber video that came up. Also, we're going to play a game called 20 Questions, and we're going to add in those random sentences that you sent us. All this and more coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. So, Zach.
Yes.
Tell us, remember what happened last week on the, when I got seriously, legitimately injured?
Oh, yes. Which story do you want me to remember?
Which story should I tell? Well, everybody who actually listened to the show last week knows the actual legit version.
Okay, so for the people who didn't listen last week, E.T. got in a fight over his iPod. The guy tried to steal his iPod. He thinks it was the same guy who tried to steal mine a couple of months back. Tried to rob me at the subway, and I kicked him onto the tracks. So you know the story, hopefully. So, E.T. thinks the same guy came and tried to steal his iPod, but Eric said, you know what, I have a show in an hour, so no, I'm not going to give it to you. The guy gets mad, and E.T.'s like, oh, crud. So they get into a fight, and Eric wins, obviously, sends the other guy to the hospital, but all Eric gets is an almost broken nose. Now, for those of you
now, the true story.
Yeah, the truth now.
Let me tell you the true story, guys. So what really happened was when I was on my way to do my show, there's this chain at school, and it's not supposed to cross it, but, you know, it's not doing a very good job of, you know, not crossing, because people do it all the time, and I did, and tripped, and almost broke my nose. So I actually brought it to the attention of our student association today, which we call the CCSAI, and I brought it to their attention, and we're bringing it up at a meeting next week at, 9:45 in the morning.
Joy, especially on the long days.
And I'm going to be here. Exactly, right? You know those beanbag chairs in the library?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll be sleeping in one of those. I have one reserved with my name on it.
I swear, we should have some of those in the studio here.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
It would be a trek to bring them in, though, every day. Because if you bring them in here, people are going to take them. They're going to take them home, so we can't do that.
Oh, that's depressing.
Curse you other radio hosts who don't know when to leave stuff alone.
I don't know any names, but...
Me neither. That's why I'm not going to say any.
Good idea. anyways, later on today's show, we've got some awesome stuff for you guys today. We've got two little interaction things that we have going for you. One of them will be a lot of fun if we get callers or we get people on BlackBerry, Facebook, or Twitter. What we're going to do later is we're going to play a game of 20 questions. I myself am going to... obviously think of something of who or what I am, and I'm gonna have two co-hosts here. Erin is not here right now, but she will be here within about half an hour or so, and she's gonna play as well. And so we're gonna hopefully get you guys, if you're out there listening, seriously call in and or tweet, or I'd say text, but you know, I've got absolutely no service in here, but if you've got a BlackBerry, we would really, or any way of contacting us, we would love to hear from you, because it's gonna be a lot of fun if we can actually hear from you, because what we're gonna do is we're gonna have the co-hosts here, they're gonna get a few guesses just to kind of get the ball going, there we go. I got goal and rolling in the same thing. Also, I actually just got a message here on the Skype. It says someone said, what about Skype? If you have Skype, we've actually just made an account today. Add us on Skype, which is Where Wind Blows Radio, and you can add us on Skype there, and we will obviously accept your invitation, and we will hear from you, hopefully, and you can guess what it is. We're gonna have a winner. The one listener who wins is going to win a tour of the original set of Degrassi.
Back in the early 90s, late 80s, people. Not the new one that you see on Much or MTV.
It's the original. We're going to give you a nice tour of that of the set and the building of the original Degrassi High. And then later that night, whoever wins will be a guest co-host for the night, and that will be the prize tonight, guys. Unfortunately, we are college students, and we are very poor and stuff, so if you live outside of the GTA, we can't help you with transportation.
Sorry,
guys. You know, if I could, I would. But yeah, so if you guys really want to participate in this, you know, feel free, because all the opportunities are there. You know, our phone number is 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Now, I'll be saying that also before we do the contest. It'll be a lot of fun. I can tell you that right now. It'll be so much fun, especially since if we get a whole bunch of people participating, as many listeners, whoever is out there, we would love to hear, and we would really love to get this ball rolling. Zach and Aaron will be here, and they will be getting the ball going. And from then on, it'll be one party house. Hopefully, if everybody who is listening will either call in or participate or somehow, preferably a call, because if you win, you know, you'll get that chance to be on air. You'll hear us be like, "Hey, you're a winner! Yay!" and all that wonderful jazz. So yeah, guys. So that's and we're also going to be, also if you want to send us a random, it's pretty much a simple random sentence. We'll be doing that later in the show today as well. It should be really interesting.
You're gonna like it, guys.
We've got some. We're not gonna tell you exactly what it is yet, because then you'll start thinking, "Oh, that sounds like a great idea." So I know exactly what I'm gonna write now. But since you don't know what we're using these sentences for, then it remains a surprise. So either on Skype, Twitter, Facebook, call us with a random. Don't call for this one, because it'll make things a little bit.
Lines will be packed with the contest we're gonna have later.
Exactly. So tweet, mention us on Twitter where wind blows are, on Facebook where the wind blows, facebook.com/where the wind blows, pardon me, and on Skype, yeah, where wind blows radio, or you can send us an email. We also have a BlackBerry group, and the barcode is, the picture of the barcode is on the Facebook page. So with that being said, that's what's coming up on this week's episode. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun, folks, and it'll only be fun if whoever's listening out there is going to participate.
Yeah. So far, we've seen a lot of interesting sentences.
So not
very a, very
not even just sentences. I had some on my BlackBerry this morning that were absolutely priceless. So we'll be throwing those up on as well. Especially, and when I mean participate, guys, call, tweet, Facebook, anything. It'll be a lot of fun. I can guarantee that. And plus, I mean, if you guess correctly, you're a winner. You get to win something, a tour of the building, and you get to be on the show. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I probably just blew your ear holes.
Sorry about that.
My mistake, guys. I'm really close to the microphone today. But yeah.
Up close and personal.
But that'll give it away. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So with that being said, we're going to take you for a quick music break. So we're going to start you off with Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. We'll follow you and we'll have some songs following that. The time is now 7:09, guys. Here is Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man's soul. Asking
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong, live on Where the Wind Blows on Centennial Internet Radio.
If you're feeling my soul all night long, put your hands up and you can't go wrong. What do you say? Rock it with me. Put your hands up and we're here to stay. Feeling my soul all night long. Put your hands up and we can't go wrong. What do you say? Rock it with me. Put your hands up and we're here to stay. We started up front and then we moved back. And shorty got style and shorty got class. You wanna get down? Then baby, now you don't gotta worry about it. Now all we gon' do is listen to the beat. If it's right with you, you're getting me high when you get so low. And baby, now you don't gotta worry about it. You don't gotta worry. If you're feeling my soul all night long. Shorty got style and shorty got class. You wanna get down? Then baby, now you don't gotta worry about it. Now all we gon' do is listen to the beat. If it's right with you, you're getting me high when you get so low. And baby, now you don't gotta worry about it.
If you're feeling my soul all night long. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up now.
If you're feeling my soul all night long.
Hands up and you can't go wrong. La 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 la. I wish I knew the lyrics to that song. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't. Which is kind of pathetic, being a radio host. I'm supposed to be, you know, I'm supposed to be in the know with all this music and stuffs and
stuffs and stuffs and stuffs and stuff.
Hey.
You're supposed to preview the music.
Doesn't mean I don't. That does not mean that I will have the lyrics memorized.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll give you that.
Thank you. Earlier today, guys, I'm doing those ums again. It's terrible. In my radio class, a fellow classmate is what I meant to say, found this video on YouTube, and I wanted to share it with you guys. There was this video of a young teen. She's how old would you say she is?
16, maybe 17, maybe even younger than that. But I'll say average 16.
16, yeah. She's a huge Justin Bieber fan. And she put this video up on YouTube.
It was right after the Grammys.
Right after the Grammys. And she was so, so upset that he didn't win New Artist of the Year.
Something like that.
Whatever.
Or Best Artist.
Best New Artist.
Something like that,
Best New Artist of the Year was the award. And this girl was so mortified.
So upset, like tears running down her face, mascara smudged everywhere.
That he didn't win the Grammy. Yeah, and here I'm thinking, okay, yeah, you're upset. You know, I understand. And then she says later, I don't care, but I'm going to kill myself. because he didn't win this award. Okay, that's a whole new level of obsession.
Yeah, that's.
I mean,
that's just taking it too far.
Yes. Okay. Let's change perspective around a little bit here. We have, let's say, she is an actress. This young girl who posted this video is the actress, and she gets upset that she didn't win a Grammy. That's understandable to an extent, but because her favorite artist did not win this Grammy, she says she's threatened to commit suicide.
And then she later says that she's going to leave all of her stuff to Justin Bieber. When she does kill herself, she's going to give all her stuff to Justin Bieber because she loves him so much. That's just taking it way, way too far. That's overload. That's over the board. That's just insanity. Oh,
yeah. And she said, Justin, if you're watching this, remember that I love you. I'm thinking, you're crazy. Now, I was talking to Zach and to Aaron about this, and she'll be coming in about 10 minutes or so.
Something like that.
And she agrees that obsession is a very dangerous thing, especially when it comes to celebrities. Because it's not like, it's a form of addiction. I mean, if you're obsessed with a celebrity, first of all, there are so many not so good things that can come out of that. First of all, you know, there's stalking, and then there's fines that are charged, and you know, all this and so on and so forth. And just the fact that she was this upset because he didn't win, you know, a little, what color are the Grammys? Are they gold? Yeah, they're gold, silver. What are,
I don't know. I wasn't watching Grammy, so I don't know. But I think they're all gold.
Okay, so whatever, this little trophy that says, you know, this is the best, so on and so forth, of the year. You know, it's a trophy. You know, it doesn't, not like it's going to affect this person's career. I mean, look at Justin Bieber. Whether he wins an award or not, his career is not affected in the least. He's got this 3D movie that's come out, which I'm scared to see.
I'm not going to see it.
Apparently Aaron wants to see it.
Oh, dear God.
I said I'm not going, but maybe I'll change my mind just to make... just because I'm a very supportive boyfriend. So I guess we'll put it that way. That's why I'm going, right?
Sure.
Right? Yeah, okay. So, guys, yeah. It's just... I know everybody has, you know, that celebrity crush. Everybody's got one.
I know I have one. I'm not going to tell you who.
Who's your? No. Let's dig deeper on this.
Crap, I shouldn't have said that.
Let's not, because then you're going to ask me. So anyway, no, let's do this. Everybody's got a celebrity crush.
Okay.
Yeah, go. Yeah, what's yours? Who's your celebrity crush, Zach?
Do you mean by actress, or do you mean like singer?
Anybody. No, just your celebrity crush. Celebrity. Anybody. Actor, actress. Mm. I hope it's not an actor. Let's stick to the actresses.
Yeah.
Singers. Yeah. No, model, whoever. Who's your celebrity crush?
Used to be Jessica Alba. I'd have to say Jessica Alba.
What about you? Used to be. What happened?
No, still, but just not as much. She hasn't been in any good movies recently, so... not so much. I think the last movie she's in that she actually looked hot was probably those Fantastic Four movies. After that, it's like, what happened? Where'd she go?
That's true. That's very true.
What about you, Eric?
Oh, I shouldn't have asked. I want to be brutally honest.
Don't worry, Aaron's not listening.
I wouldn't say it's brutally honest. But ever since the very first Harry Potter movie, I've had a crush on Emma Watson. I'm
dead. Doesn't everyone? Like, seriously.
Hey.
Just
stop
saying.
It. Hey, don't you criticize. Don't judge me. I'm giving him
I'm not judging you. Honestly, I do too.
Good. How many do you have? You celebrity crush whore? That's an interesting term. That's an interesting term. Are we allowed to use those terms on air? I didn't swear, so I guess it's okay. And we don't have
it's
any,
a very derogative term.
And the phone isn't ringing, so I think we're okay.
Those security guards are coming in.
That's good, that's good, that's good. Let's just hope we don't have safe. An email from somebody later saying, you used a bad word, your show's cut off. Don't! As Homer would say.
Crud.
Yeah, that works too. But, yeah, who's your celebrity crush out there? Who out there has a celebrity? Well, obviously, you have a celebrity crush.
Everybody does.
But who's yours? We'd like to know.
I know. Let's put that as the discussion board for next week.
Well, we've put it out now. We've got a few minutes to talk. And we should probably sit from the side for the 20 questions and the sentences.
Yeah, so we'll do that for next week.
Yeah, so if you have any celebrity crushes, send them to us either via email, Twitter, Facebook, BlackBerry Messenger. If you've got a CrackBerry, there's a group there. And if you have any questions about whether you want the pen or the or anything, just feel free to send us an email, wherethewindblows@live.com. So yeah, so we're gonna cut to another music break, and when we come back, guys, we're gonna start the sentences, the random simple sentences, and I'd like to see how this turns out, because this could be, you know,
I want to know your one reactions hell of a, out there.
So guys, send in some. We've got this wonderful song break coming up. While your speakers are singing to you with whatever we have in store, which I will tell you momentarily. Send us some random, simple, innocent sentences. Something as simple as, say, you know, caution, floor is wet, something like that.
Something
simple. We'll give you a few
something
examples.
Simple and innocent. Nothing like derogatory. Nothing
obviously.
Bad, nothing like that. Something innocent. Like
something simple, innocent as, and it cannot be interpreted anyway. It's what it is what it is.
Not, something you would say to please your mom, or like your father.
Yeah, please hang up. Try to call again later. This is a recording. No, it's just something simple, fun. Don't go over the edge.
Something you would say to your mom or your 4-year-old. Cousin,
yeah, or your grandmother, unless your grandmother speaks in tongues. But we know that's the average grandmother. You know, your 80-year-old grandmother who's hunched over in a rocking chair and knitting—the typical grandmother.
And whoever whenever hears rapping has a heart attack. that kind of grandmother, you know.
That kind of grandmother.
Yes, the kind of grandmother who will hear something bad like rap and will be like. What are they saying on the radio?
Exactly. So send us your random, innocent, simple sentences via Skype, which is Where Wind Blows Radio. And that's all one word, guys. No blips, dashes, dots, underscores, dots. Nothing there. Twitter, Where Wind Blows Are. And Facebook, it'd be facebook.com/Where the Wind Blows. While we're waiting for your awesome sentences, we've got some more great music for you coming up for you. And it's called we're going to start you off with My Own Way to Rock by Burton Cummings.
It's good for you.
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong, live on Where the Wind Blows, on Centennial Internet Radio.
We'll be right back.
right, ladies and gentlemen, we now have in the studio...
Hello. Awesome, that makes three.
Wait, what?
It's a party!
Speak?
Hello?
Speak.
Hello?
Hey!
There Hi, guys. We go.
There we go, that's better. Alrighty, so we've got this wonderful little thing here today, and it's called... Well, we just have a bunch of random little sentences. We're going to give you a couple examples before we start. Remember, guys, right now, first of all, the time is 7:39, so we can't spend too much time on this because we only have 20 minutes left for the show. I know. It's sad. There's only 20 minutes left.
Oh.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man. I'm going to cry myself to sleep. Sorry.
That's unfortunate.
No sarcasm there at all.
No, of course not.
You guys are wonderful. Love you all. So I'm just going to let you know, you call us in 416-289-5000, extension 8615, Facebook, www.facebook.com/wherethewindblows, Skype, where the wind, Where Wind Blows Radio is our Skype, and Twitter is Where Wind Blows Are. You can throw something up there and let us know. Give us one of your random, just simple sentences. And now the three of us are going to come up with stuff that we've come up with today. We're going to give you the sentences, and then we'll tell you what we're going to be adding on to the end of these sentences. Aaron, what's your simple sentence? We'll start with you.
I have a few.
Just name one then for now.
Name the best one.
The best one for now. Your best simple sentence.
Eat in or take out?
Eat in or take out. Alrighty, Zach?
Have a good night.
Have a good night. Alrighty, and mine is caution, wet floor. Okay. I'm gonna go to a BlackBerry here, and there's a few things here that I got during the day. From Maxine, with my woman powers and motherly love, I can bring that little female dog back to life. I forgot about
good
that.
Good censoring.
And Aaron had one earlier. Says, I'm thirsty, but not for blood. She said that one earlier. I'm not sure if you guys can figure out where we're going with this yet. But at the end of every sentence that we have so far, we're going to add...
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
I'd say wink, but you can't see us winking. Yeah, so for Aaron, the one that you had when you came in, eat in or take out.
If you know what I mean.
Zach, yours was
have a good night, if you know what I mean. Caution, it's also how you say it, guys. It's how you
caution,
say it.
Wet floor, if you know what I mean. Now I'm gonna
it
now,
gets better and better, guys.
It gets better and better. So Maxine, we're gonna censor that. We're just gonna call that little what word are we gonna use to censor?
Witch.
Okay. So with my woman powers and my motherly love, I can bring that little witch back to life, if you know what I mean. And Aaron's last one, I'm thirsty but not for blood, if you know what I mean.
That one works. Some work better than others.
Yeah, but what happened was...
Yeah, maybe you guys should tell the story.
That's what I'm getting there. So, yeah. Okay. So we're going to give you a little bit of the pretense of how this happened. Aaron and I went out for dinner Valentine's Day. We went to the Old Spaghetti Factory. And the waiter there... his name is Joel. And at the end of the night, he looked at us, and I paid the bill, and he looked at me, and he looked at us, and he said, have a good night, if you know what I mean, and walked off. Aaron and I just looked at each other.
It was more like,
and we just started,
well, have a good night, guys, if you know what I mean, because it was Valentine's Day.
Exactly. It was it was absolutely priceless, just because, just a look on Aaron, both mine and Aaron's faces were just, oh, I can't show you. But it was just a complete... utter a look of surprise.
I was gonna say, does he know us at all?
Apparently not. And then, you know, Aaron and I looked at our purity rings and we were like, wow. Oh, okay then. So that's that. And we've got a couple more here just for the sake of what we
making
have.
You laugh
making yeah, exactly.
Oh, by the way, maybe we should maybe beforehand we should have told them PG-13.
No one here
mentioned that.
Whatever.
Unfortunately, though, many of these jokes, it's actually going to be the younger people getting most of them, and the older people are going to be.
Well,
like,
the thing is, there's a censor on the Facebook group. That's, you know, only you can only be 13 or older to go to the group anyways. So we're good. Natalie said, Bieber has the fever. Oh, no. If you know what I mean. We came up with some really funny ones on the bus.
Yeah, on the side of the bus it says, please move back, if you know what I mean.
There's a few other ones that we had that were really funny.
It was like, where the wind blows, the push bar. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. The push bar, push, if you know what I mean.
Oh, we're so mature.
Oh, we certainly college are.
College life. Isn't college life amazing?
Yes, it's awesome. My mom's listening. She's like, what do you guys do there all day?
Oh, speaking about Zach's mom, she said, life is a box of chocolates. You know what I mean. Because you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. I really don't think that's what she meant, though.
Well, that's what was there. So I'm going to take it as that.
Oh, well.
Alrighty, guys. So that was our little bit of random sentences and stuffs and things.
And whatever.
And whatever. Coming up next, the time is now 7:44. Coming up next, we've got our 20 questions game. Now, I'm not telling either of these hosts, and they can back me up on this when I say they don't know what I am or who I am.
We're still trying to figure that out, by the way, since day one.
That's not nice.
I still don't know what he is. I'm trying to guess.
The only thing let's stop with the jokes. This isn't very nice.
Wait, you're
insulting the radio host.
You can't take it.
Didn't say that.
Can't take the heat.
Okay, guys. We're gonna let you think and get your brain going. We got an awesome song for you coming up. It's called "Tell Her About It." I hope you all know this song by Billy Joel. Now the phone lines are open. 416-289-5000 extension 8615. If you want me to say it again, 416-289-5000 extension 8615. Twitter, where wind blows are, mention us on there if you want to take a guess. Skype, where wind blows radio, and on Facebook, facebook.com/where the wind blows. And remember, the winner, whoever gets who I am. Now, radio hosts don't count, so that would be Zach, Aaron, and Calvin. I know you're listening. Sorry, you can't participate.
I know you're listening.
I know you're sad, but that's those.
Hi,
are the
Calvin.
Rules. Those are the rules. So remember the number 416-289-5000 extension 8615, facebook.com/where the wind blows, twitter.com/where wind blows are, and on Skype, where wind blows radio. So if you want to take a guess. You know the drill. You know what it is. I hope you wrote all that down.
Maybe explain to them in case people don't know.
What 20 questions is?
Yes.
Oh.
Some people don't know.
For those of you who don't know the game 20 questions, I have to think of an object or a person.
Person, place, thing.
Person, place, or thing is what I have to be, quote unquote, for a little while. And they have to try and guess who I am. They have 20 questions. You guys, you and Aaron and Zach have 20 questions.
We'll be taking turns. I think yes. Aaron can go first.
Of course.
But the answer to your question has to be yes or no.
And it can only be yes or no. So you have 20 questions. And I'm not saying 20 questions per person, ladies and gentlemen. 20 questions in total. And I'll be keeping track. Don't worry. So if you have a question, you want to figure out what this is, remember the prize is you get a tour of the original Degrassi set. Plus you get to be a co-host live on air next week. Or whenever you're free to come to the studio, to the building.
Whenever, we'll figure it out.
Obviously, we're going to figure out the details. But keep that in mind, folks. All right, so we're going to send you over to Billy Joel, and he's going to sing to you about how to tell her about it.
You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. But that's just the kind of thing she.
much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. You wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you haven't spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do.
About it.
Eric, tell please
her
stop singing.
About it. Tell her. Okay. We'll do that then. Okay, we'll stop singing and stuffs. Okay, guys, I know what I am.
That's really? Good. At least someone knows.
Didn't.
I love you.
Love you too. Okay, guys. So Aaron and Zach are going to start get the ball rolling. And those who are listening, remember, you can call us 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Write that down. I'm going to say it again. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. That is where you can reach us if you have a guess or a question. And you can also ask us on Twitter, Facebook, or Skype. So, who would like to start first? Aaron, Zach?
Go ahead, Zach.
Me first? I was going to say ladies first, but...
Well, okay. That is true. Ladies first.
Ba-dum-bums. Hey, guys. Whoa.
We don't want any...
Okay. Okay. I see how it is.
He'll get me back later. I'm not...
You just don't know when.
I'll get you back later. Don't worry. I got your back, Zach.
Okay.
Okay.
How rude.
I got your back, too.
Okay, let's get started. Okay.
Zach.
Question one.
Question number one.
Are you an animal?
No.
Okay. Aaron?
Are you a toy?
Nope.
Okay. This is a little harder than I thought. How are we going to get this in 20 questions?
That's the point of the game. Remember, guys, if you have a question, call us 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Twitter, where wind blows are. Facebook.com/where the wind blows. Skype, where wind blows radio.
And if you think you know the answer and you think you could win, you could also contact us too.
Exactly. If you have a question or if you think you have the answer, don't be shy. Because remember, it's you guys who can win. These guys in the studio can't win.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Grr.
And Calvin, you can't win either.
But we see the prize every day, so it's okay.
This is true.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Next guess. Are you a fictional character / creature?
No.
Thought I had it there.
Remember, I'm a thing.
Well, you didn't say that.
Well, we know
I did.
That.
I'm an object. Let's start over. Okay, I'm an object. I'm an object.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you is that I'm an object.
Okay, so do we have any questions yet on Facebook or anywhere?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay. Hmm. Are you taller than a person?
No.
Can you hold this object in your hand?
Yes. It's two questions.
Are you a wireless device? Well, let's narrow it down. Are you an electronic?
Or technology, which you mean?
Yes.
You're technology. Okay.
Don't be too specific. You can't take all the questions.
We know that. That's why we're kind of
so delaying. We're at three questions now?
That's more three like four.
Four questions? Three. Stephanie asked if I'm a person. No. I'm sorry, Stephanie. I am not.
I don't think we can count that because we already asked that.
Okay, earlier. That doesn't count.
Okay, so we're still at four, guys.
Still at four.
I thought we were at three.
No, we're at four because I asked if he's a wireless device and then if he's actually an electronic. So that's four.
Okay,
so that's...
I think Stephanie is determined to win this because she keeps typing.
What's she got now?
Oh, she asked that apparently before I said I was an object.
Oh. Sorry about that.
Five minutes, guys. We got 5 minutes.
Okay.
For those people who are listening, come on, guys. Okay. This is your prize.
So fits in your hand.
Fits in my hand.
And you're an electronic.
I'm an electronic.
Do you plug into a computer?
I can.
Okay.
I have two guesses already.
Now you can guess. You can guess. You can guess.
I can?
No, you can't.
Okay.
You can't guess.
Hmm.
Nobody wants to play.
Where is everybody? Where are you guys? Hello, hello, hello.
Testing, testing.
Is this
working?
I think this thing's working.
Okay. We're on air. We're out. We're here, guys.
Are we?
Let's keep looking at this.
Because you guys can't guess.
I can guess. It's just I'm not allowed to guess.
Exactly.
I might have an answer. I'm trying to think of another question to try and help you guys out there figure this out. Because you're probably scratching your heads thinking, what could this be?
I have a good question.
Question number six.
I might give it away.
Well, that's what we want. We want to be giving away this prize in the next 5 minutes.
This is very true. So Stephanie is typing.
Can it play music?
Yes.
Oh, I think we can. Just... Well, no.
Stephanie just asked, can you play music, too?
Wow.
Oh,
Stephanie, if you think you know what it is, call us.
We'll put Stephanie on Aaron's team.
Yeah. No, what? There's no teams in this.
No, just saying, because
There's no teams.
They're, like, thinking on the same wavelength here.
Apparently. Okay. Like, Stephanie, if you think you know the answer, call us. 416-289-5000.
Or even just type it to us since you're already typing.
No. We need to hear this person. Because that's how these contests work, you know? Fine. That's how they work.
Otherwise, we could be making up this person, Stephanie.
Shit is long distance. That sucks. Use Google Calling.
Use Skype.
Skype, yes.
She's on Skype. Oh, you know what? That's what we're going to do. All right, Stephanie, we're going to put you... Do you think you know what it is? Man, there's like a 7-second delay here, so we're going to wait like 10, 9, 8... Stephanie, if you think you know what it is, tell us, and we'll throw you through on Skype.
We are patching you through right now, if you want.
Maybe? Okay, so we're going to patch you through on Skype. Just give us 1 second here.
Okay.
Zach, keep talking.
Okay, let's guess another answer. Is it a device that you yourself keep on you every day?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Okay, Stephanie, we're going to put you through on Skype here.
That's seven questions, guys. If Stephanie doesn't get it right, she can ask. She can ask again. Guess she again. Can.
So hold on, we got to come in through here. So hold on. She's a.
She doesn't get it right.
Hello.
Hey, Stephanie. First of all, turn off your speakers, and you can just listen to us on. Turn off your speakers on the show because we can hear the delay there. So, first of all, do that for us.
Where's this? Okay.
Okay, you're there.
Okay, I think I got it.
Can you put your headphones on, Zach?
Okay, give me a sec.
Sorry, we're figuring some stuff out here. But yes, so Stephanie, do you think you know what this is?
Yes, so Stephanie.
Turn off the speakers on your computer. On your turn off the broadcast, by the way, because there's a little bit of a lag. Just listen to us here on Skype. All right.
Oh. Okay.
We're figuring something out here. So can you hear us all right?
Yes.
Alrighty, so do you think you know what this object is?
Are you an iPod?
I sure am an iPod.
I knew it.
Whoa, cue awesome applause Woo! Music here. Woo, yay. So Stephanie, congratulations.
You've won one of our first prize
here on the show. So we'll keep in contact while we throw the last song onto air, and we'll see if we can get you to tour the original set of Degrassi, and then you can be a guest host on air.
Okay.
Alrighty, sounds good. So hang on there for a second, and don't go away, and we will get in contact with you momentarily. Alright, once again, congratulations to Stephanie from all of us here at Where the Wind Blows. So, ladies and gentlemen, that ends our show for tonight. And it looks like we're a little bit over time. But you know what? I want to end this show with a great, my absolute favorite Broadway musical song, because it has amazing harmony. And I want you guys to all listen to this song. Here is One Day More from Les Mis.
One day more, another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. One day more,
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more,
tomorrow you'll be miles away.
Tomorrow is the judgment day. Tomorrow.